Welcome to the podcast, Miss
Girl.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Honestly, I'm like, the fashion is giving a lot of things. I'm like, it's giving me Bratstall. It's giving me like fierce, almost like Y2K vibes.
Thank you.
How would you describe your style?
I love pink. I love animal prints and wearing both today.
Period. Also, tooth gems. Hi.
Yeah.
When did you get those?
I got these like a week ago.
They're so good.
How long do they last?
Mine have stayed on for like over a year.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. Over a year.
Which I feel like might be a little gross. But like,
I didn't know that it was like that.
That means you got your money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
What?
They're not gemsies, right? You know those?
No.
You do them at home. Do you installed?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Do you go to the dentist for that?
No.
Where are you going?
I just go to someone's house.
There's people. Yeah, there's people that do it. You know what? Oh. I've been in studio sessions where somebody pulled up and did it for the people in the session.
Really?
Yeah. It's really impressive.
Yeah. I love sparkly. I love rhinestones and crystals and
I love crystals too. But we won't talk about that. That has nothing to do with today.
No, it's so
another couple. Oh my God. Well, I was going to ask you guys if you've heard about what's going down with the Senate right now.
What?
Are you laughing because you know?
No.
What's new with the Senate? What's new with the Senate? You think that we know about the Senate? Look at us.
Well, no, listen. It's not what you think. No. So just recently, it came out that there were two gentlemen who were fornicating in one of the Senate chambers.
Whoa.
And the best part about it is one of them was posting it on his close friends.
Oh.
Hello? Were they senators?
So there's screenshots. I think we can only see the bottom in this situation. We can't see who the top was. So presumably, I'm thinking it's got to be someone in the Senate. But also the bottom whom we see, they're saying, I think, is an employee of the Senate office. So it's not even like a random, like it's somebody who works in the building.
Right.
But it's crazy that it was posted on Close Friends and somebody snitched. Somebody posted like screenshot of the Close Friends thing and was like, yo, this is illegal.
Like, listen, if that's not your civic duty, I don't know what is.
No, crazy. I don't know. Crazy.
Well, that makes me think that a lot of people be fucking in the Senate, low key.
I mean,
maybe not filming it and posting it. That's where you get wild.
Right.
You know?
I'm like, well, those rooms are probably vacant a lot of the time. You know, like they have their little hearings, their little meetings, right. But then it's like just an empty room.
I didn't even know that you could post D&B on Close Friends.
Yeah. Also, what?
Listen.
You know?
I don't know. They clearly are probably regretting it now. But like,
But
they did have fun.
Having fun is all that matters in life, right?
That was not the story I was expecting.
That's what's going down in the Senate these days.
Yep. Okay. And that's the report. And that's the news report of the day.
And that's the news report of the
day. Wow, Rachel. Thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome. It's really important to know what's going on in the government. Yes, I feel like we all have to stay up to date.
Checks and balances.
It's very important. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. Especially, you know, when we're out here banning, you know, books and drag queens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One thing we will not ban is hanky panky in the Senate
right.
chambers.
No, we have to keep them in check from top to bottom.
Period.
That's right. All right, Rachel, do a little introduction of our guest today.
Oh my gosh, I would love to. Okay, this beauty on my left drew her first musical inspiration from her dance background, thanks to her mother, a dance teacher, who taught her the power of rhythm and movement. Such themes are now the backbone of her fantabulous, and yes, I made that word up, musical career. At the young age of 15, she auditioned for the infamous American Idol.
Ooh.
And since then, she's gone on to produce, write, and perform her own music. She has been featured in Vogue, Rolling Stone, and Paper Magazine.
Ooh.
You may have also seen this face on billboards in Times Square. And her latest single, Out of Body, can be heard on streaming and visual platforms everywhere. With performances at South by Southwest, New York Fashion Week, and the United Nations, there's no telling where this queen will be popping up next, but best believe she always brings the spice.
Oh!
So please welcome this talented and saucy queen, Miss Rhea Raj.
Hey!
Oh my God!
Wow, I hope they be sanitizing the seats at that United Nations performance.
Not sanitizing the seats.
Yep.
Oh no. Did you sit down or did you stand?
No, I did not. I stood up.
Thank the Lord.
Because you never know what's going down in there.
I don't know if close friends was even a thing at that time, which God bless.
God bless. Keep it a secret.
Yep.
What an impressive little resume you have, though, Queen. How did you end up performing at the United Nations?
Oh my gosh, this was so long ago. I was like 16 or 17. Mm. And one of my, just like a family friend was like a tour manager. And he was putting together this show for them and was like, hey, can you come do this tomorrow? And I was like, oh, yeah.
Wait, was this in the I Was Here? No. Was it in that era? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't think so.
It was when Beyonce did it.
Oh, no, no, no. I wish that was.
She's like, yeah, I opened for Beyonce.
Yeah, I just, they asked me the next morning.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's a big deal, though. United Nations is no joke. These are like world leaders.
Yeah.
Beyonce is also a world leader, so it would have been fitting.
Period. It would have been, no, literally.
And they'd be fucking. Anyways, my favorite subject, though.
Yes.
The infamous American Idol.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Period on infamous.
Period on infamous.
I didn't know she was at that level, but she is.
Yes.
I'm so curious about that because, you know, we've actually weirdly discussed this topic multiple times on this show because, listen, everybody seems to have been on American Idol at
no,
some
literally.
Point.
Everyone but Keon and I, apparently.
I know.
Although he was close.
We can talk about that. But I want to know about that because it was my dream, like, growing up to be on Idol. Like, I was like, I didn't even know how you could get famous other than being on American Idol.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, this is
my chance.
Yeah.
This is my chance. And so it was their, quote, farewell season because they came back the year after.
Oh, I see. Oh, I was going to say, I was like, why was it the quote? I understand.
When they switched networks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was 15. I made the cutoff to audition by like a month.
Oh,
and nice. So I was like, this is it.
You're
this
a baby.
Is, I was, yeah, I was like, this is meant to be. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my chance.
Right.
And I grew up like the biggest fan.
Yeah.
And I would watch that with my family. We'd sit around the couch, have Indian food and watch American Idol.
Yep. Yes.
And so I convinced my parents to let me do it. And they were like, okay, great. So I went. My whole family was there with me. We drove to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Or my Arkansas.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She's That's like, they don't crazy. Sing that much. There we gotta go.
I know I'll get it.
The talent in Arkansas is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was living in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's not as bad. I was like, I thought
we were in New York. Okay.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Please, that would have been so much.
I was like, what?
So from Texas to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Got it.
And, yeah, it was really fun. There were, like, so many auditions before, like, the main one that's televised, you know, like, the producer screenings and stuff. It's a full show, obviously. It's, like, a production. And it felt like I was on a reality show.
Because you were.
Because I was. And I loved it. I had so much fun.
Really?
I was, like, it was my first time being, like, in front of just so many cameras and, like, being on stage. And, they wanted to know every detail of my life ever. And I was just like, let me tell you everything.
Right. So cute.
I loved it. It was amazing. I got eliminated, though, like, during Hollywood Week, which, like, was kind of iconic.
I was going to say.
It is iconic.
It really is. You made it all the way to Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, period. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I wanted the golden ticket. And No, but I did. I trained. I dropped out of school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I was like, yo, this is serious.
Yeah. Right. What were you, like, a freshman in high school? Or what? That's crazy.
I was a freshman. I was a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Right.
And then I moved to New York the week I auditioned from Texas.
Oh.
Wow.
So we moved. I, like, did the audition. We moved. And then I was training, like, every day.
Right.
Like, you know, voice lessons, dance class, everything.
Mm. Yeah.
Just, you know.
To be a pop star.
To be a pop star.
Right. Yeah.
My own leg development program.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I got to Hollywood. I came down with the flu.
No.
Yeah, the night I got there.
No.
So it was like all of these months and months of training and development. I got there. I got the flu. It was like the night of. Mm. And I was like, okay, hopefully I'll wake up at like 4 a.m. for this next rounds and feel better.
Yeah.
And it was so much worse. I woke up. My voice was gone.
No. Like
completely gone. And I was like, I'm still going to get on that stage and sing.
Yeah. Right. Like, so you tried your best.
So I tried. I got on stage. And this was at the Dolby Theater in front of so many like audience members.
Right. Oh my gosh.
And nothing came out of my voice. Like it was literally like not.
Do you know what song it was?
Yeah, it was Break Free by Ariana Grande.
No.
Break Free. It was a whisper. It was like literally.
Amen. Ate that up.
Wow.
And I still sang the whole thing.
Period.
You went through the whole song?
The whole song.
You didn't stop and be like, you know what, y'all?
No.
I'm sorry, but we're going to have to do this another day.
Right.
No, I was so like the type of person that was like,
I will
don't
finish.
Don't tell anybody. Right. I will finish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As if they like couldn't.
Right. Right.
And I remember like looking at J-Lo, my like queen of all time. She just looked at me with the saddest face and she was like, baby, go home.
Oh. Baby, go home.
She was so sweet.
Stop.
She was just like,
you're done.
Yeah.
She said, done. You're done.
Yeah.
That's rough as hell.
Yeah. Oh my and gosh. Then, you know, where you stand in the line and then they like cut.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And they'll be like, blah, 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 move
yeah.
up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They didn't call me up. I remember sitting there and my parents were there watching and I was just like, bawling and
baby.
Iconic nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Listen, yeah. You got the golden ticket.
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
That's all that matters. No,
I said to Rachel earlier, I was like, if I got a golden ticket from Idol, I think it would boost my confidence a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like I'd be like, I can sing.
Yeah.
Regardless of what y'all think. I got a golden ticket once upon a time.
That's right.
Yep.
I love that.
Couldn't be me, but like, you know.
Yeah. But it was so fun. Like, I had so much fun on that show, and I was so heartbroken about that, but also, like, yeah.
Here we are.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was great, though. Like, the whole like, team there was amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Question. Did you, like, go through, like, the actual, like, big stadium audition and then narrow it down to producers? Or did you have a little? Because I know how it works.
You know how it works. No, I did like 3 auditions before, but right. they were, with like the
people. Faces. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you. I got like a full 3-paragraph email this year about me being on it. I was like, at this point, no, thank you. Even though it's my dream, I can't be living all my dreams.
Oh, like to be on
no,
it
and it was like a paragraph telling me my whole entire like journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, if you just do this, we're going to let you do all this. And I was like, oh, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, it's different.
Some people get a little.
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah. Don't sue me, Simon Fuller, or
that's
whatever
all.
The fuck.
We didn't say a lot. We didn't say a lot.
We didn't say a lot. And I could screenshot it. So it's not, what's it called? Slander?
That felt like a threat. You screenshot it?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
I could.
In Housewives terminology, that's such a threat.
Oh, really?
To say, I've got receipts. I've got the email. Yeah, I've got the text.
I always got receipts.
Period.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Period.
You always have to.
Yep. Gotta stay stacked.
The North remembers.
I was just great. I was so scared for months that the performance was going to air. And then they never aired it. And I was like, oh, I love y'all.
You're like, thank y'all so much.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
No, you were brave for even trying to get through the song. Like, that's like singing an Ariana Grande song is no joke. And then trying to do that with no voice.
Right.
And this is when I played guitar too. And I was just like there strumming.
Oh.
It was like a little guitar solo.
You just continue playing the guitar, but you don't sing.
But there's
tough.
No sound.
That's
You're
tough.
Like, and solo.
Yeah.
Well,
that's crazy.
Well, damn.
Well, that, would you consider that to be like kind of what like launched you then at that point? Like, do you feel like things started to still take off for you musically after that?
Yeah, I would always say that was like a huge stepping stone for me, because from that one audition that aired, like so many DJs and producers started reaching out to me to like top line their songs. And so I spent the next several years just doing like EDM top lines. I had like 40 releases come out in like two years after that. And that was my time where I was like, I'm not like, I don't want to put out my own music yet. Right. I was like 16.
Right. Yeah.
But I still want to write all the time. I want to learn how to record myself and be able to like deliver songs quickly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like one thing led to the next. But that was a huge moment where I was like, even though this was so heartbreaking, I still love this and I want to do this. And it was like a.
Right. You want to be better.
Yeah.
And fuck the flu.
Love it. Well, yeah. Who are like your musical idols / inspirations?
Ooh. Janet.
Oh, good answer.
Good answer. Yeah,
she's that's like my number one. Answer. And Britney.
Oh, we love Miss Britney.
Janet, Britney, Beyonce.
Yes.
Rihanna. Just like all the global
girls.
Girls.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's fire. Did you grow up listening to those artists like all the time?
Yeah. My mom was like the biggest just pop music fan.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I love that.
She loves like ever since she was a teenager. So like I grew up on like the biggest pop stars. And then my dad was like heavy metal only.
Oh.
So
it's different. There's that. I get that. I grew up because we basically only had one CD in each parent's car. So my dad had 50 Cent and my mom had Celine Dion.
Okay.
So I grew up
listening to 50
Cent. Yeah, no, I grew up on 50 and Celine.
No.
That's like literally me.
That's going to be the name of your bio. Like when your book drops, it's going to be called 50 and Celine by Keon.
That's how we got here.
But I understand. Story.
But in an artist's journey, I feel like that those first car CDs are like they're serious. Like the, whatever really your parents were listening to, you low key kind of become whatever that was.
You absorb that for sure.
Yeah.
And in your case, it seems like you've got a musical family because it's you and your sister. Do you have more siblings that are doing music as well?
Oh, it's just us.
Okay, slay.
Just us.
Two girls, two sisters.
Two sisters, musical twins.
Raj sisters. Yeah.
No, y'all actually look so much alike. I remember when we ran into you at that party and I was like, twins?
No, but you know what's funny? Okay, we're going to talk about this now. Yes. So we obviously, for everybody listening, knows that we write K-pop and whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, we do the thing. Yeah. So we got hit for Dream Academy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, because we were with, what's their names? People. We were with people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we were working on it. And I was like, oh, let me watch some of these videos. And then I was watching it and my mind didn't connect it. And I was like, that girl looks so much like Rhea. I was like, she's just bodying exactly the same vibe. I know I'd met your sister before, you know what I mean? But like, it just didn't click at that moment. And then I went on with my day. And then probably months later, I was like, oh, shit, that's her sister. I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
We are like twins, even though we're several years apart.
Yeah.
We're like the same person.
Yeah.
Yes. Love
So you guys are like sisters.
Sister sisters.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because like some people are not.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. And I feel so bad for those people. Because
that's rough.
We're besties.
You guys are close.
Well, because you guys have obviously common interests.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, I know that you came first, so I feel like a lot of your vibe.
you came first.
No, but I feel like you guys come from like a similar cloth, and I'm sure she's learned a lot from you.
Similar cloth.
Yeah.
Heard that?
No, true.
You're like the exact cloth.
The exact same cloth.
And it's the same one Chanel uses.
High end.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, but when that whole thing clicked, I was like, oh, that's so actually crazy. What was that process like?
Oh my gosh.
I jumped in at the end. I was like, what?
It's been crazy. I mean, it's been so exciting. Like, she has been working and training since she was a baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
And has also, like, always loved music and dancing. And she was really into acting.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then when this opportunity came, she was scouted on Instagram from, some covers she had put out.
Nice.
And, has been part of the training program for a long time now, over a year, I think. Wow. And yeah, just I think it's been like the biggest clicking moment for her, like of she was trying to figure out musically like what she wants to do and what her like next step is, and everything just came together like a dream.
Right.
That's amazing.
And just because I realized we never even said what she's in. She's in arguably slotted to be one of the biggest girl groups of the
arguably
next.
Arguably so.
Yep. One of the biggest girl groups from HYBE, who has all of the biggest artists, especially in the K-pop world. But this is the American, first American, I guess not American, but like American-esque group.
Mm-hmm.
Cat's Eye.
Global group.
Global group. Yeah. It is a global group. It was very curated and it's very good and everybody looks very talented.
Yes.
And it's really exciting to see, especially from the outside, when you piece it together, you're like, oh, shit.
No, it's impressive as hell. I honestly don't think I could hang. I would be falling apart.
Girl, of course you couldn't hang. You got flat feet. The fuck?
He loves to bring that up. Rhea, just ignore that. That's not the only reason why I couldn't hang. They're not on point, for those who are wondering. This is not a ballet group, okay? So you can still be flat-footed and slay. No. However, I just don't feel
my dad
as
is flat-footed.
Period. Cheers to that, girl.
Your dad? Yeah.
And her dad can dance.
Her
dad's flat-footed and he can dance. You hear that?
That's right.
Period. So don't come for the flat-footed folks because they be out here busting a move. Unfortunately, though, my ability to keep up with that level of choreography, not good.
No.
And I feel like the thing with like the K-pop trainees or anybody that's coming from that world, it's like they work so hard. Like it's crazy. Like the amount of hours, the like amount of choreography you have to ingest on a daily basis is wild. On top of that, a lot of times you're singing live. Like it's so much work. I don't know. I tip my hat to everybody who does it because I know it's not easy. And it doesn't look easy to me at all.
But it's I love it so much because I just come from a background of like, I love somebody who's like doing a craft and becomes a professional at the craft.
Yes.
And I feel like it's not dogging y'all, dogging everybody, but in the indie music landscape, it's great that like, obviously everybody can make music, but it's rare to like put in the amount of work to be a pro at what you're doing, you know?
Totally.
So, and I've always loved like that industry because I'm like, they work hard. They make people amazing. And regardless of what happens, I'm sure it's going to go great. She's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Well, entertaining and performing in general, I just think we don't have a lot of like great performers, especially here in the US. Like it's just like
we
definitely
got
dying. We got Beyonce.
Yeah.
It's a dying art. But I feel like one thing we were talking about before you got here is like your visuals.
Yes.
Miss girl.
Thank you.
So good. Yeah. So good. Like you're entertaining. It's like high quality. Everything is giving like star.
No, it
is. Which is really impressive and hard to do.
More so than star. It's not giving the L word. Lazy.
Lazy. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, it was coming. No, you're serving it up. Everything's eating. It's thoughtful. You're putting the work in more than just because it's like, at this point, I'm like, everybody's so seasoned in this demographic of LA of making music. Like, we can do that. You know what I mean? Everybody's so polished in that regard. Kudos to everybody. Making the rest of it, which is really what blows your career up more than anything else, is the hard part because people neglect it. And I was just like happy to, like, I've been following, but I'm happy to see that, like, you're not cutting any corners. Mm-hmm. Everything looks professional. Everything looks thought out. The branding's there.
Yeah.
I just knew you were going to eat the outfit today.
Yeah, period.
You know what I mean? And I'm just saying the consistency of that, if best, especially somebody who puts thought and effort in, goes so much further than somebody who had one big song once in a while and couldn't repeat it.
Yeah.
And that's the tea.
She said, yes, that's correct. Thank you so much.
Right?
I think like growing up on the, like we said, like the global like pop stars who put that development in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they are killing it now, and they will continue
and they're
to have
iconic.
That. They're iconic. Yeah. Lady Gaga, too. I forgot to mention.
Yes, we love.
Yep.
Say that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
Gaga.
Gaga. Amen. Hallelujah.
Me and Lara have, we have like the same music taste, very similar. And we both love training. Mm. Like, we just genuinely have loved since we were like five, or like even younger, like dancing, doing our vocal training, like making a plan for ourselves and right. our like our style and our visuals and all of that. And we really look to each other a lot to like keep our each other's goals on track right. and mm-hmm. remind each other of how grand our visions are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no cutting corners. It's yeah. like if you have this vision for something you want to do, like figure it out. Yeah.
Amen. Figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's
on period.
No, and that's on period. And you know, I didn't want to touch on this topic. This is about everybody. But I've been seeing a lot of videos. No, it's real. It's real. I've been seeing a lot of videos about people complaining about social media and being an artist right now. I've been seeing it.
Mm.
And I'm going to get axed for this from you, you bitches. But
get ready.
No, it's just the thing is like people are complaining because they're like, oh, real artists would never be posting on TikTok and da da da. And I'm like, nobody owes you fame. Nobody owes you money. Mm-hmm. That's the damn truth. That is a fucking above opulence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's like next level thing. So I'm like, nobody gives a damn. There's plenty of people who are amazing singers. Go to a fucking church.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to these bitches sing. They'll probably out-sing you in 2 seconds. Yeah. You ain't it. Period.
Period.
You're not the best singer in the world. Maybe Celine Dion, shout out, love her.
Mm-hmm. 50 and Celine, 50 and Celine.
Yeah, and 50. No, but I'm just saying, like, nobody owes you mm-hmm. that. So it's like the fact that you have the opportunity for the first time ever yeah. in our careers to, like, make yourself your own thing independently without a project, literally just thinking, how do I think deeper about how to market my record? Mm-hmm. What do I want to see?
Yeah.
Let's not just post in a car. It works for some people, but mm-hmm. a lot of people, they're complaining because it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not interesting, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not interesting. Come up with something creative.
Let it out.
No, this is real. Y'all need to hear this. If you don't like what I'm saying, it's because you need this more than anybody else. Shut the hell up and fucking work.
Let's go, Miss Kimberly.
I'm gonna get canceled. I'm gonna get canceled. I just Kim Kardashian.
Yo, you just Kim Kardashian.
I got a chill in my body.
I love the Kardashians. I really meant it, though.
The spirit washed over you.
I meant it. Whoa.
I love it.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, not to you. I know you're working. I mean, I'm sorry.
Sometimes
hard.
The passion just comes
the
out.
The Aries comes out.
Oh, Aries. Oh, if we don't even talk about this. I'm an Aries.
Oh, hello. Cheers.
Fire twins. I'm a Pisces. I'm a water girl.
I have a Pisces tattoo.
Why do you have a Pisces tattoo? She said, literally. I'm an Aries. Here's my Pisces tattoo.
Hello. I also have an Aries tattoo. I have everybody's signs tattooed on me and my family and everything. And,
oh, okay.
And at this point, I might as well have all of them.
Wait, that's really cute. Who in your family is a Pisces?
Okay, well, in Indian astrology, in Vedic astrology, I'm mm-hmm. a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Western astrology, I'm an Aries. So mm-hmm. I was like, let me have both.
Oh, that's okay. really cool. Wait, so there's different types of astrology?
Yeah.
Well, I only knew about Chinese.
The dates are different. With Vedic astrology, I would fall into a Pisces.
Wow.
And I'm like, I see both. I feel like an Aries way more.
Do you think you have to, it's Vedic?
Yeah.
You have to look up mm-hmm. like Vedic Pisces to see what the reading is. Do you think it aligns with the Western Aries?
No.
Oh, it's actually it's like more Pisces. Of a Pisces.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
It's just different.
Are you on the cusp?
No, I'm April 5th.
Oh.
So I'm like smack in the middle of like what would be Aries and Western, I guess, astrology.
Right.
Which like version of astrology do you feel like is more accurate? Or do you think that either is?
I don't know. Vedic astrology is so, it's like thousands and thousands of years old. And
mm-hmm.
I grew up in a family that really strongly follows it.
Mm.
However, I do align more with an Aries, so I'm like, I'm going to claim the Aries.
Right. I feel it.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, you grow into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I told myself I'm an Aries.
No, literally, I was like, I was the sweetest person ever.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
For about 15 years.
We're like, wait.
Yeah. And then I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Now I'm still sweet, selectively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
And there's that.
That's an Aries thing.
That's an Aries thing.
Yep. No, and that's what, no, but you know what's funny though? Is we were actually talking about this the other day. I'm weirdly friends with a lot of Aries. Like they never talk about, you know how there'll be like zodiac signs that go yeah. well together. They never talk about the same sign going with the same sign. Yeah. But like almost all my friends are Aries, weirdly.
That's so interesting. I have a yeah. lot of Aries friends. Most of my besties are Scorpios.
Oh my boy.
Lara's a Scorpio.
Well, that's your sister bestie.
Besties, yeah.
Bestie. Yeah. My mom's a Scorpio. I love Scorpios.
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't hear that sentence a lot.
I know, but I love
I know. Scorpios. Well, the thing is, I feel like so many people hate on Scorpio men. I don't hear people hating on Scorpio women,
I don't
usually.
Know any.
Different.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Scorpio women. It is different, I guess. I don't know. Huh. I don't know. But you know, you just got me thinking about Indian Matchmaker.
Oh my God.
The show.
So good. Have you watched?
I have. I love
I'm obsessed with Sima Aunty. Hey, girl.
We know you're watching.
Yes. Sima Aunty watches the show. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey.
But no, like I know that sometimes she'll go and she'll consult like either astrologists or face readers. The face reading thing really is interesting because I'm like, I've never heard of anybody going and getting their face read.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you ever done that?
No.
What does that mean?
Hello? It's like they kind of can predict your like your personality / your future based on your face.
Yeah.
What happens when you get Botox and filler? And a nose job.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I don't know.
I'd either get my face red lying.
Yeah, it's just like,
who knows? I'm like, but that, it's a great question. I don't know how that works.
So okay. Funny.
Yeah, and I'm curious what parts of the face they read. Like, if it's like, oh, like you have kind eyes, or if it's like,
wait, what?
Your cheeks are too high, which means.
Do they say that? Kind eyes?
No. Kind eyes. I feel like usually it's literally like they'll just look at the picture and be like, okay, like this is a very determined person.
Oh. Yeah.
She's going to be somebody who struggles to let other people like take the lead.
Oh, crow's feet.
It's very interesting. The
crow's feet. I did visit an astrologer in India who didn't read the face, but he was like kind of looking at the face for like certain features and stuff. But it was more so like astrology based, but everything he said.
It's true.
Life,
really?
Really. Oh. They seem accurate on this show.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed. Really? I'm like, I need to go to India and like get a reading.
I do want to get read out for sure.
Like, yeah.
I'm ready. I'm at that point in my life.
I don't trust any of the bitches in LA though, because so many of these bitches are frauds.
Yeah.
But the ones in India seem legit.
Oh, they're so
seem
many.
Like they know. They really be knowing.
It's such a strong part of like the culture and like it's been a part of India's history forever.
Right.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Wow. Yes. Have you ever heard of a life path number?
No.
What's a life path number?
Oh, I just stumbled upon this. I don't know how like legit it is, but like when I did mine, it felt pretty accurate, weirdly. So
is that when you like add up your birthday and all the other things? Yeah, I've heard of this.
Yeah, so you add up your birthday, your birth month, and your birth year.
Mm.
And like it can only fall between 1 and 9. So you add it up and then let's say you have a double digit number from there. Mm-hmm. You add those two numbers up too until you get a single digit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm an 8. I've learned my life path number.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
And apparently,
number.
Though, don't quote me exactly, but this is just what the fact's going to be for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, I think that you start at 1 and you keep going in your karmic cycles, allegedly. So I'm at 8, but you can repeat numbers. Like you can do 8 5 times.
Oh, yeah. Like if you didn't learn your lesson.
Yeah. So I'm there.
Nice.
I don't know about everybody else's life path.
I'm gonna calculate it later.
No, you know. Listen, calculate it, girl. We're here. But I'm just saying, 8 was the work life path. I had that one this time around.
The work life.
Yeah. It was. It said
that
like.
Sucks.
Yeah. It was like 8s like other 8s, but and sometimes they'll be in relationships with other 8s, but they probably won't see each other at all.
Oof.
I was like low key that would eat for me, but like. Maybe
it's sounding accurate.
Yeah. But maybe another 8 wouldn't. So I thought it was bullshit, obviously, until I read mine. Cause I was like, there's some of them that's like, your whole entire goal of this life is love. And I'm like, I didn't get that one. Like,
oh, interesting. Yeah. So I see. It's like whatever trajectory.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because
the whole
premise of it is that like you pick your birthday. It's like important. So you pick
what do you mean you pick your birthday?
When you're in the clouds.
Oh, when you're a soul.
Yeah, when you're a soul, you pick your birthday and that.
Did you see the movie Soul?
No.
Okay. Continue.
Period.
New movie?
It's a great movie. it's no, a Pixar.
It's not oh. new.
Not really. Pixar or DreamWorks?
I don't think they pick numbers in that.
All right, continue. So you pick your birthday. Sorry, yeah. I just wanted to ask if she's seen it.
That was on ADHD, girl.
No, I'm sorry. You just said when you're a soul in the clouds, and I thought, oh, okay, well, Soul, a great movie. Continue. Yes. When you pick your birthday.
You pick your birthday. It's like very strategic, apparently. Mm-hmm. And then that adds up to your life path. So it's like you can only, allegedly, when you're up there, pick something that aligns with that number you're on.
Mm.
Yeah.
And your soul picked work.
Well, no, I'm on 8 right now.
Oh.
That means I'm almost out of here, y'all.
Yeah, like, I was going to say something. Like,
unless you got to do it again.
Yeah. I probably do. I was like, what? Whoa. What am I learning? Like, low key.
Too much.
No, I'm definitely learning a lot of bullshit, for sure. Like, I'm learning bullshit.
You're learning too much.
Too much bullshit. I'm definitely not meditating in the forest. You know what I mean?
Period.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Probably at 65.
I don't know. I've
You're not meditating in the forest?
I'm not meditating in the forest.
Maybe at 65.
Maybe at 65.
Sounds nice.
I have zero. I just, like, I'm so impatient. I've tried meditating. I come from, like, a huge meditation family.
Right.
And I just, I can't.
No, I get
it. I feel like they say the rich people meditate. Like, the billionaires, like, they really? Be meditating early in the morning.
But listen, as one, I can confirm we don't.
As a billionaire?
Yep, and I came up through nepotism and generational wealth. Yep, I haven't
not
had
meditation.
To work. Yep, and I haven't had to work for a no thing.
Period.
Yep, we did not meditate on that trust fund.
Oh, all right, period.
And that's a life path I would have chose.
And there's that.
I guess meditation, though, manifestation are like, they go hand in hand. Because if I'm like doing, like, I'm sitting down and like spending time like doing like goal manifestation, that is a meditation form.
No, I feel that.
Sure.
But I feel like I've never really talked about my thoughts on manifestation before. We talk about this a lot.
Yeah, you've talked about count your blessings and PM manifest. Count your blessings and PM manifest.
I have. I do have like a little board with my goals that's like right above the toilet. So yeah. It's like when you pee, you manifest. It makes it one and done. I'm not trying to do like have that be a separate thing.
I mean, yeah, you're like, you're living your life as you manifest.
But no, but I think a lot of it, I remember like when I first got into music, like they said like, you need to be in the room where it happens. That was like the whole thing. Basically, it was saying to me, I interpreted it as like, if you're gonna be like an artist, right? Mm-hmm. Be in LA or something like where you're exactly in it, you know, always. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first moved to New York and I did that whole stint there too, like being from Arizona, I was like, oh, I'm thinking about music every day. Whereas when I was in Phoenix, I was thinking about eating and drinking and having a ball.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy. Filiberto, shout out to you. I love you so much, my girl. If you've never had it, hold on a second. If you've never had Filiberto's, oh my God, I feel bad for you. That's just the best. We're not sponsored by it because I know you guys don't have the funds. But
we're
going to
open
you.
A franchise. We're opening
we
a franchise
are,
in LA
are,
soon.
What was I talking about?
I don't know what this is.
You're manifesting. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I threw you off.
No.
I'm
but
sorry.
I was saying, like, I think a lot of what manifesting is like honing your thoughts on the specific thing. So, like, if you're constantly thinking about something, you're working also towards it. So it's like, it's sure it's a little in the stars, but it's also kind of like makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. Yeah. And it's not like you sitting there being like, I manifest this for me and it'll magically happen.
Right.
Like, no, it's like actively something you're working towards and like you're going to find ways to make that happen for yourself. But like also the stars have to align and want to support that thing. And everything has to work.
And your face reading has to come out the right way.
That's right.
Yeah. And your
before you see Dr. Simon Ori.
Your pathway number has to be right.
That would be such a good episode. I'm getting this face reading because I'm getting plastic surgery tomorrow.
You have to do before and after face reading.
You change it. Yeah. You alter whatever pieces you don't like. Yeah. You're like, I don't know. They said my chin was messing up my karma. So I'm a...
Right.
Whatever.
Oh yeah, that is a thing.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah.
Interesting. Whoa.
That is a thing. I know.
Wait,
that's a thing?
Like, yeah, like if you have like an unlucky feature, people will change that.
An unlucky feature.
Am I allowed to ask what an unlucky feature is?
Oh, no, just like, oh, if you have a certain shape of your nose or chin or something, that's,
And then people change
Do you know about
to change
that?
Their luck?
No, I don't actually know. Like, oh, what's,
I was going to like, I was going to have you read my ass.
Oh my God.
No, we got to go to India.
I'd be like, Rachel, hit me with a bat.
No.
This nose is unlucky.
Period. No, we're going to find a good face reader. If anybody's watching and knows the real tea, let us know. Because I would be down.
Oh my God. We need that in this bed.
That'd be so fun.
We need a face reader in this bed.
A face reader would be so fun, actually.
I could come for that, too.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
you can come, too.
Yeah, you can come for that, too, for sure.
That's important.
It is important. Yeah. Well, speaking of things that are unimportant, I really want to ask you guys your thoughts on a situation that I am obsessed with.
Okay.
Okay. So, I don't know if you've heard about this, Rhea. I've told Keon about this, roughly. Mm-hmm. But there were two Good Morning America hosts who were basically caught cheating, like the two of them together. They got fired from the show. It was like unveiled that they were in a relationship. And nonetheless, both of their spouses found out. Mm-hmm. But the new tea is that the spouses are now dating each other.
Oh.
What do you think?
That eats for
me. Oh, that's great.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's kind of a slay.
Right. Yeah.
It feels like...
That's, like, so easy.
Yeah. It's, like, either giving trauma bond or intentionally spiteful. And I don't know. The world will never know.
It's probably a little bit of both. Like, I'm sure the trauma brought them together. And then it's, like, you... The relationship works because you understand each other and you probably have the same perspective.
Right. Like, I know I would do it. I would be right there. I would be right there.
Yeah.
Fucking your ass up. Period. Praying on your downfall.
Like, the one thing I thought about too, I was like, as the spouse, like, this couple has now, like, gone public with their relationships. They went to an event together recently. Mm-hmm. They started a podcast together. Like,
The cheaters.
I would be, like, so pissed off and so annoyed to be seeing that. And the only other person who understands the way you feel is the other person's spouse, you know? And at that point, I'm like, yeah, it's the perfect partner for you.
Yeah.
Eat it up. And actually, they're good-looking people. They all, like, they fit.
Wife swap.
It's a wife swap.
Wow, yeah.
It's a wife. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
She was busy.
She was busy training.
Yeah.
She was busy training while the rest of us were watching Wife Swap and Super Nanny.
Right.
Wait, you actually don't know what? Do you know the concept of Wife Swap?
I know what it is.
Okay.
It's right in the title.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's actually so true. Slay.
Right there to grab.
Yeah. No, nonetheless. Okay, what would be like your unforgivables, Rhea? If you were in a relationship and somebody did something like gross or crazy, what's like unforgivable to you?
Oh, so many things. It's just like such a low tolerance.
Oof, low tolerance. I love it. Let's go. Oh,
this one's deep. But I've been thinking about this so much is like just basically like somebody that doesn't empower you every day to feel like fearless. Mm. I feel like that would y'all wanted something superficial.
No, that was good. That was deep and real. Deep and real.
No, but really, I'm like, they have to like lift you up every day and be like, oh, like say what you want to say and be like outspoken about that.
Mm.
Superficially though, things that I can't stand or like would be deal breakers. Just like messy house.
Mm. A messy house. What would be like
I'm so
the nastiest?
Messy, so I feel bad saying that.
Yeah, like, wait, what?
I'm not okay. There's a difference between being dirty and being messy.
I get it.
I understand that.
My room and my house is so clean. I just sleep with a mound of clothes on my bed because I have to try like 20 things on every day and then it's just easier if it's there.
Right.
Sitting on the bed waiting for you.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's no cockroaches.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no cockroaches.
Right.
Oh, there's no bugs. I hate bugs.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Oh, yeah. If someone had like bugs in their house, it would be a deal breaker.
So would dirty or messy be the deal breaker for you?
Dirty.
Dirty.
So let me clarify. Dirty. Also, someone with an empty fridge.
Oh. You'd hate my ass.
Your fridge isn't empty.
Well, it only has liquids.
Yeah.
It does.
Like, I need like good snacks. I need like lots of a full fridge is like so like, oh.
Oh, you love that.
I love that.
Oh, perfect for you. Mine is I can't have anything in my fridge because I'll eat it immediately. Oh. Yep. So it's a form of this is what works for me and my culture. Yeah. Yep, there's liquids.
There's liquids.
Lots of liquids. But I will say this. Mine is very organized. I have an organizer. Like, you can, if you pull a drink, it slides up. Like, shit looks good.
That's good.
It's just empty as hell. Mm. Well, it's full.
Full of drinks.
You just can't chew it.
Of drinks.
Yeah, of drinks.
Full of drinks.
Yeah.
What would be like such a slay if you opened the fridge and you saw that in somebody's fridge? What would you be like so excited to see?
Like, really good quality dark chocolate. And cherries and strawberries.
Oh, she's a berry cherry girl.
Yeah, berry girl. I love that. I got dark chocolate for you after.
Oh my god, so
yeah.
Thank you. Period. And a big bag of spinach.
That part.
Oh, she said dark chocolate, berries, and spinach. Why spinach?
All right, Popeye, let it out.
Deal breaker is someone is like a grown man that won't eat vegetables.
Amen.
We've been talking
say
about
it again.
Say it again. It. Point right there.
Say it again to the camera.
Eat your spinach. Eat your broccoli and kale.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kale? We gotta eat kale?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I like it.
I hate that shit. You gotta chew it like 85 times.
No, oh, it's like cooked, you can cook it.
Yeah.
And cooked, I could do it.
Yeah.
In a salad? Like when they hit me with a kale salad?
Like, kale season.
I'm like, oh, God. I just don't like food I have to work for, personally. Sorry.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Eat it however you enjoy it. But like, if eat like picky eaters, and if you can't like go out and eat like, just like, yeah.
What would give you the egg if somebody ordered something? Like, what would be like a food somebody ordered at a date and you'd be like, ew.
I don't know.
Ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't order that.
Yep. You eat an ass at the date? Hello?
You can't order that.
You can, actually.
What if you were out with like a super fine man and he said, do you guys have chicken nuggets? Does that creep you out? You're like, yeah, heck yeah.
I don't feel like gourmet chicken nuggets. And I love...
What's a gourmet chicken nugget?
Like a really nice piece of like fried chicken. I don't eat chicken. I don't eat chicken, but I do eat vegan nuggets. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I approve of that.
Right. You and if you cut it with like a fork and knife and shit,
yeah.
Like you're,
that's weird. Then it's gourmet.
Yeah.
I think if somebody ordered like a frog or like some, or like, in front of me, I would be like,
gross.
Yeah, but also like,
I'm like, it's kind of giving culture though, a little bit.
People eat like, frog legs.
Some people eat frog legs. Yeah. It's just to me,
it's just a lot.
It is a lot.
I used to hug frogs. And I'm like,
oh, you hug them?
Wait, what?
I used to like hold, like, what is the way to describe this?
Hug them?
Kiss frogs.
Yeah, I would kiss frogs. And I love to like hold frogs when I was small.
Did anybody ever turn into a person?
Why'd you make that face?
No, I wish. But I had like a little creek outside of my house when I was small and I used to go hang out there. I was so lonely. I was like such a lonely kid with no friends.
But with frogs.
I had all these frog friends.
Did you have
in my mind they were all like my friends.
That's cute.
Did you have warts on your hands?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
That happens, apparently. Is that a wise tale? Yeah, people say if you like hold frogs and toads, you get warts on your hands.
No, I haven't heard that.
Such nice
hands. The nicest hands, but were they surgically altered? From your frog past.
I got my hands red. Crazy.
From your frog past.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Backtracking to food a little bit though.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the 9-month cruise that's going on right now?
No.
It's taking over the internet.
That sounds awful.
Nine months.
These people are on a Royal Caribbean cruise for 9 whole months. They're like going around the globe. So in theory, it sounds cool until you think about being trapped with the same 700 people for 9 months.
All around the world.
Yeah. And like a big thing that I was thinking about too is I was like, it's giving like college dorm food for 9 months. Cause like it's probably nice at the beginning.
Mm.
And then after a while, you're like, hello.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Yeah.
And then apparently it's unlimited alcohol every day as well. Imagine that.
For 9 months.
Yeah. And then imagine the entanglements that are going to go down. Because, like, you low-key, like, somebody's getting married from this cruise, right? Yeah, somebody's dying. Somebody's got to die, I'm sure.
Not somebody's dying.
They die. People die on cruises. That's a thing.
I hate cruises. Yeah. Cruises need... No.
Cruises.
I've actually never been on a cruise.
Don't go.
Really?
Yeah.
My family loves them. Oof. I just have never been.
It's not for the weak.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is us.
Why are they so bad? Just because you're so close?
It's like you're trapped.
Can't leave.
In a tube in the ocean. Yeah. You can't leave.
Mm-hmm. The food the people, can't be fresh.
Yeah. And like, I don't, this sounds like really rude, but like the people on cruises, it's just not my type. Like, I'm not, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not there for it. Like, I'm not making friends, unfortunately. I'd like to, but it's not for me.
Okay.
Maybe like a two, well, you know, a little yacht off the coast.
No, that's different.
But that's not different. A cruise. That's not a cruise.
No, we be
right?
cruising to from, we be cruising.
Cruising
in Mykonos.
And a cruising, not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, like that I could do, but like, it's just, I don't know. I'm never going to be somebody who loves cruises. And I actually don't think I'm going to be friends with somebody who loves cruises.
Damn.
That actually should, that would be a question that would tell me everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
2 seconds. Whoa. Mm. I'm spewing hate left and right. I told myself before I came today. No, I told myself I was like, I can't keep doing this anymore because I was like, I'm just working on too many things. I put so much effort in and I just can't be an asshole.
And it's all just like,
and then here I am.
It's all right.
Yep, I'm going to get canceled on Snapchat for that. Fuck y'all. But yeah.
That cruise sponsorship
doubled
is not
down.
Happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, listen. Yeah. Or you. Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
But at least I've
somebody
been on
wants
one.
To send me on a cruise, you know, I'll try it.
I'll go for money. I'll go for money. Royal Caribbean?
Yeah.
Want to send daddy mommy on a cruise?
I like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Also, the little Disney cruises look so cute.
I would go
I did
on
a
that
Disney
for 2 days.
You
I
did?
Small.
Really?
Was it fun?
That was so fun.
That's yeah. Those small. Look like
no,
fun.
No, no, no. I'm not talking that.
But that's
I can get down
yeah,
with because I'm
different.
Like that's like your parents want to take your kids on something yeah, and it's and cool. It's Disney. And it's Disney. That's different.
Yeah. It's a different vibe.
Okay, Disney cruises in. You can yes. have gone on that. Yeah. And you can have liked that.
Yes.
Okay.
We like you.
Yeah, we like you. 2 day cruise. I can fuck with it. You're also okay.
Yeah.
If it's like longer. That's when we're going to have a little bit of a rift between
yeah.
us. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, speaking of Disney cruises, I'm going to ask you a fun question that I've asked Dion.
The question.
The question.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Kill, do, marry.
Oh.
Disney edition. I'm not going to give you options. I'm going to let you pick. So we can start, like, we're equal opportunists here.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pick your three for the princesses and your three for the princes.
Ooh.
Oh, all at once.
Oh,
you can like, you can, I mean, we can start in one category and move yeah. to
let's
the next.
Let's start with the princes.
Let's start, oh, the princes.
Oh, they're, so tough.
They're tough.
They are tough, actually.
I'm never paying attention to the princes.
No, but you, no, it's what your heart tells you. That's yeah. the fun of the game.
I would marry, Aladdin.
See?
He's a prince, right? Yeah.
Everybody yeah. we've talked to, Aladdin has come up in that top two.
Yeah.
Every time.
He's up there.
He's yeah. up there. Yeah. Mary, yeah.
Mary Aladdin. Yep.
Yeah. And for the culture.
That's right.
Period.
I like didn't ever find any other of the princes attractive.
We still you still have to
you have to
censor,
do one and yeah, you have to kill
this,
one.
This censored
I
game.
Would, oh, I would do the Beauty and the Beast prince.
Period.
The
literal beast?
I'm into it.
Hello?
Period.
Okay.
No.
In beast form
no
or
qualms.
Like?
I'm not commenting on
that. Okay. She said what she said. Leave it alone.
I would probably kill Prince Eric. Is that it? From
Oh my
from the
goodness.
Mermaid,
really?
You don't like him.
Yeah, just like
bad vibes.
It was just the most boring prince.
Really? Mm. You don't like a guy? Well, you know what? He likes cruises.
He likes cruises.
He does.
He likes boats.
Yeah. He likes boats.
I don't want to be just like hanging out on, yeah.
She said I don't want to be on your boat.
On that boat.
That's true. And you don't want to give up your tail fin for
I
him.
No.
No.
Give him my voice.
Oh, and that part too.
I know. She did all that for him.
Yeah.
Right.
That's real. That's
no,
so
he
real.
Was a prince. But yeah, no. So, okay, yeah. So that's that.
Okay, period. Princesses, here we go.
Mary, I would say, I would marry Snow Wife. Snow White.
Snow White.
She's my Snow Wife. She's my Snow Wife.
Shout out Snow Wife, an artist who I love.
You marry Snow White.
Every time. No, I keep mixing up the names. Snow White. We're married because she made an amazing apple pie. Right.
Oh, interesting reason.
She put her heart in
I that. Love hearing people's reasons really for these. No, I really love the reasons. Okay.
I would do.
She, you like apple pie.
I love apple pie.
Me too.
Love someone who can cook.
Amen.
I would do Jasmine.
Fair.
She's just.
It's fair.
That's what I'm. That was my choice as well.
Yeah, it's relevant.
Yeah.
Jasmine's that girl. Jasmine is that girl. I'm sorry.
I would probably have to kill Sleeping Beauty because she was just sleeping so much.
Amen. I killed her.
He'd kill her too.
I killed her the quickest. Yeah. Yeah. She's just so boring. Like, when am I going to hang out with that?
I love her outfits though. Oh. I love her pink
her
dress.
Little
her nightgown.
Oh, the pink dress is cute.
I love her nightgown.
No, her little like black corset with the long gray sleeve.
The fits were cute.
No, she'd be tough because it's like, for me, you know, I couldn't wake her up because I don't know if I have that true love's kiss, you know? So I'd just be hanging out with that body.
Just be sitting there.
Let's just take her out while we have the chance.
Yeah, giving necrophilia just a little bit.
Oh, no, it's not. We're killing her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's dead. Period. Okay, well, that was great. Those are good choices. Yeah. I support your choices.
Thank you.
And like I said, I love hearing the reasoning behind. It's always so interesting.
Right.
I love that question.
It's a fun question.
No, it is. It's a really good question.
We should go to our little fun gamey game.
Okay, let's go to our favorite segment of the day.
Cancel me combo. Cancel me combo is a silly little term that describes the healthy debate of a mildly or extremely controversial subject wherein daddy and mommy participate in the beloved practice of rock, paper, scissors to select sides and then proceed to argue in favor of their assigned position regardless of their personal beliefs. Disclaimer, neither daddy nor mommy are legally permitted to be canceled from these conversations.
I was in debate club.
You were?
Yep.
Period.
Okay, then you better eat this up.
When I was like 9, but yeah.
No, that's great. Listen.
Playing with frogs, debating.
It all goes back.
Singing on TV shows.
It all goes
Everything
back.
Is
we understand
up.
You so much
yep.
now.
Yep.
All right. Well, today's topic is it better to be rich with no friends than poor with many friends? Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So I feel like y'all will have fun debating this.
Sure. I'll do it.
Okay. So if you win, I'm going to say that you are rich with no friends.
Rich with no friends.
If you lose, you're poor with a lot of friends.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, so we'll rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Don't dive in.
Okay,
so yeah, you guys are going to rock, paper, scissors. I can hold your cup.
Okay,
thank you. And then whoever wins, you're rich with no friends.
Okay.
Just remember that.
Are we going on shoot?
Rock, paper, and scissors.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a rock, paper, scissors, shoot girl or just rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay,
ready?
I'm gonna shoot you.
Okay, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh my gosh, 3 for 3 of twins.
Wow.
Okay, one more time. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Are you kidding me? This is 4 in a row. This is the Aries.
Okay, one more time. God doesn't want us to fight.
God doesn't want us to fight because he knows what we believe. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay.
No.
Oh, sorry for you.
You're rich.
I got rich.
Neon with no friends.
I got rich with no
friends.
There
you go, babe.
And you got poor with
friends. With a lot of friends.
Okay. I can do it first. I'll debate my side and then you can go.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's better to be rich with no friends than poor with friends because, listen, I've been on this planet for a minute, okay? Fuck y'all. For real. At this point, I've experienced poor with friends. It didn't work for me. I didn't find my joy that you guys promised. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of you bitches let me down over and over repeatedly. You think I don't know, but I do keep a tally. And you know what doesn't let me down? Benjamin's in my pocket, period. Mm-hmm. My house in Bel Air, my house in Aspen, my house in Turks and Caicos. Y'all go on a vacation, spend your life savings. I own a property there. And you can't stay over because I don't like any of you.
Ouch.
And that's the damn truth. You know, does it sound like morally gray? Sure. But that's not my problem because I can buy my way out of it. And I'm going to fun things. I'm going to do fun things. I'm going to enjoy myself. Worst case, I'll rent a friend.
Oh.
Okay. I'll rent a friend. I don't really care.
Because like, good business.
Yeah, most of my relationships at this point have been fake as hell anyways. So I might as well just rent a friend. Am I jaded? Period. Do I need therapy? Period. I can pay for it now. And case closed. It just seems very obvious for me and anybody like me that being rich with no friends is elite. Amen.
Wow. Oh my God.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
okay. Rhea, if you would like a minute to compose your thoughts, yeah. You're welcome to take a second. This is not a live show. You're welcome to think on it before you dive in. Or you can just...
I felt like that was personal.
It is personal for him. I do believe that as well.
It's a debate.
My wise grandfather would once say, the people in your life, and your loved ones, and your friends, and your family that you surround yourself with are all of the money that you would ever need in this life.
Mm. Aww. It's really sweet.
It's really sweet. And I'm trying to convince myself.
Okay, that's nice.
I'm trying to convince myself. I'm just trying to think of what you do with your friends if you're poor. And like, you're just like you have lots of friends and everyone's just going outside versus you're like alone in your house in, where'd you say?
Oh, I'm in Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos. Yeah. I'm gonna take the L on this.
Yeah, you can play with sticks and shit.
Yeah, I'm crying. I'm crying. No, I like want to come up with a fun scenario of what you do with your friends when you're poor. This is not me. This is the question.
Right.
Y'all.
You could
this
play.
This is the question. I'm just saying. Like, what are you doing with your friends?
You could play tag, but it's tough if you don't like. It's tough if you don't like tag, and you can swim in the river of the frogs.
You know what? At the end of the day, God. When I think of the best memories of my life and the things that I will remember when I'm old and I'm 95 and I'm sitting there alone, it's gonna be the fun laughs that I had with my loved ones and my friends. Sitting there, don't even remember where I was, what the walls looked like, what beverages I was drinking, what food I was eating. Mm. It was the laughs and the joy of the company I had. Mm.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Girl.
That ate up. Here.
I was crying actual tears. You said, I'm trying to think of what you do with your friends when you're poor.
That was real.
What would you even do?
I mean, obviously the answer
she's
is
like,
you want to
balance.
What
do you even do?
But you know, the truth is, I feel like that question was very easy for me when you live in LA, low key. Mm. Because, you know, we all have common interests, but like at the end of the day, it's like people show up for people who are doing well and don't necessarily, if you're not, it's a, what's it called? Dog eat dog? The dog eat dog world out here.
Wow.
I feel like in other areas though I've had very genuine friendships where that's like the main source of joy.
We've been poor and it's been okay.
No, I had the best time when I was broke and had just friends and like all I did was eat and hang out and stuff. I had the best time. I'm not gonna lie. I don't miss that. Do I miss it? I miss it in some regards for sure, but it wasn't for me in the long run. But I did have a good time, and you can have fun. And I'm sure that quote your great grandfather said, whether it's real or not, is true. Oh, just grandfather, not great grandfather, just grandfather.
Your ancestors.
Yeah, your ancestors who we're channeling right now.
Yeah. No, but really, it's something my grandfather always reminds me of every day. He's staying with us right now. He's here in LA.
No, he's literally saying it to this day.
He said it to me this morning.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that when I'm at that age, if I make it, yeah. I would probably say that too.
I've heard like, yes, yeah. Like people say like your relationships are your wealth.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel that. Right now I'm young.
Yeah.
And secular.
And secular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think experiences are everything, and the fun of life is working so hard and doing everything so that you can have the best, most fun experiences with the people you
love.
Amen.
Right. I feel that. I'm like more of an experienced person than a material item person.
Mm-hmm. I get
and
that.
I'm never going alone. So I do be the people I like, be riding.
Listen, I be doing a lot of things alone and I love it.
I love, yeah.
That part.
I love it.
Oh. That part.
Yeah. Yes. But no, I do think, I mean, there's probably merit to both sides. I think we've probably all had experiences that didn't cost a lot that were great. Mm-hmm. Versus there are some experiences that cost a lot that are great. So, you know?
Yep.
So there's a balance.
I keep thinking about those.
There's a balance. There's a balance there. Like, Taco Bell, great, cheap experience.
Right. But it does come at a cost the next morning.
Yes, sure. But we're going to negate that one.
All right.
Yeah. But like, you know.
Because deal with those costs.
Yeah, no, we would never. No. We would never deal with that cost.
And one thing, girls don't deal with those costs.
But yeah, but like, 5-star resort, great experience, high cost.
Amazing. 5-star
resort.
Girls
do deal with those costs.
Girls do. Yeah. 5-star resort, titties out, having a ball.
Yeah.
And girls do experience that cost.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
That's right. All right. Well, there's that. We love it. Now.
That one had me all stumbling.
Yeah, right? No, that had something going on.
No, she said, I do not believe in this.
No, she believes in a peace.
No debates.
Yeah.
No debates.
In a peace, maybe. Well.
I've had so many friends come and go in my life every day and every week and every year that it's like,
No.
She said I'd rather have the Benjamins as Keon
said. It's real life.
The family and me.
No, I know. We didn't say family.
Yeah, we didn't say family.
Didn't say family.
It was friends.
I would give up everything for the family.
I would give up everything for the family.
But for friends?
Todo para la familia.
Listen. I'm loyal for now. Anyway, just kidding. Okay, well, I do want a life update from you.
Okay.
What's going on? What's in the zeitgeist? Because I've been hearing you've been that bitch sexy in the man like that's my bestie.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes. Can't wait to see you make your little transformation TikTok with it.
Hey.
That's right.
I'm so excited. I have my next single, Messy, is coming out in January.
Yeah.
And I had this like when I wrote the song, I had this vision that I would be on a football field with a bunch of friends, like guys and girls, all in like crop top football jerseys.
Hi.
Sparkly.
Hi.
Dancing.
Right.
My dad, I love him. He's the biggest football fan in the world. And to me, I love sports. Like, I love going to games. I respect it. I see, like, you know, I have my passion, so I get it. It's just funny to me how seriously people take football. And it's like these... It's just like everyone's wearing like these tight tights and like running around.
Right.
Like people are so like aggressive.
Touching
about
each
it.
Other.
Touching each other.
Running around.
Tackling each other.
Yeah. So, oh. And you get paid for that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I was like, we need to, for so many reasons. I was like, just seeing like a brown girl be on a football field is like such a fun.
Right.
And we love that.
And I wanted to reimagine like my like high school movie fantasy music video. And so it happens. We shot it last week. This crazy video. Dream cast of dancers. And so getting everything together for that. It comes out end of January.
Exciting. Congrats, girly.
You heard it here first.
We love it.
Yeah. And it's exciting. part of a project that'll come out next year too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, we know the visuals are going to eat.
Oh, yeah.
We know the songs are going to eat.
That's what we can count on. The styling's going to be
A1. Yep. The thought's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No lazy. No L word.
Right. No L word here.
Mm-hmm.
No. And not love or lazy.
No. Yes. That's right.
Well, we're very excited about it.
Yes, excited for you. And I love that you're a little champion for the brown girls.
Yes.
Slay queen.
Yes.
Let's go.
We need that.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wait to hear the new single.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see the video. And can't wait for the project.
Thank
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Yes.
We had a lot of fun. No, literally, good times. I know,
I'm sorry that I'm crazy. So.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
No, we love
it. I'm not sorry, though. Not sorry, it's genetic. All. You should meet my family. Whoa. Oh.
50 and Celine.
We would never give up for money.
Yeah. No, never. Nope. Never.
Yep.
Well, cheers to you, Miss Girl.
Hey.
Hey. We'll see you next week, children. Thank you for tuning in.
And happy holidays.
Yes. Bye. Bye.